It was the last day of the month, the 11th month of the year, and of course the 11th day in the FIFA 2022 World Cup. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to World Cup Rush, powered by Ibom Heritage, with yours sincerely, the Mighty George. The sound of Tunisian fans on their way to the Education City yesterday for their make or mar encounter against the already qualified France. The Le Bleu made 9 changes to their starting 11 and it took Tunisia 32 shots before getting a World Cup goal. It was the inspirational captain Kaziri who got his 3rd World Cup goal ever. No Tunisian player has ever scored more than 1 goal at the tournament. A goal that came 2 minutes before the hour mark. It was historic but harsh for the Carthage Eagles. It was harsh due to the results of the other encounter between Denmark and Australia. Indeed, Tunisia recorded a victory that would leave long in their memory against the current holders France, but still did not progress due to the outcome of the second game between Denmark and Australia. It was a massive win for the Socceroos. The Socceroos overcame Denmark to see them progress to the last 16 for the second time in their World Cup history since 2006. A goal that came on the hour mark courtesy Matthew Leckie from a counter, and that was the only goal of the encounter. The scoreline didn't sound huge, but the victory was indeed huge. The two contrasting 1-0 victories saw France and Australia progress to the next round, while Denmark and Tunisia kissed bye-bye to Qatar 2022. Socceroos coach Graham Arnold expressed satisfaction with his players after the win against
Denmark. Lot of belief, a lot of hard work, and you know, these boys come in with a great mindset. We've been working on this for four and a half years about the belief of the energy and the focus, and I could see in their eyes they were ready tonight. I saw the great branding at the Saki Hotel. It's now the Saki Ruse, and it's great to have that support behind us, and fantastic. That's why we won after a great win against Tunisia. No celebrations, no emotion, sleep, no social media.
Let's move straight to Group C. Mexico agonizingly bowed out of the World Cup on Wednesday, despite clinching a 2-1 victory over Saudi Arabia. The El Tri had entered the crunch clash, rock bottom of Group C, and needed a win to guarantee any chance of making it to the last 16. Harry Martin's step in and Luis Chavez's jaw-dropping free kick early in the second half gave Tata Martino's side a glimmer of hope, leaving them chasing a decisive third for the remaining 40 minutes. But the Mexicans couldn't find a third and needed Argentina to beat group rivals Poland 3-0. But Messi and co. could not find a net for a third time. El Tri crashed out of the group stage for the first time on goals difference. The Saudis went into the game also needed a win and started a fight back 5 minutes into added time. But of course, that was too late for the giant killers who shocked Argentina on the opening day. And so it was that Mexico and Saudi Arabia said goodbye to the tournament while Argentina and Poland progressed to the next round.
Argentina! Argentina! Argentina!
That's right, the sound of Argentine fans as the Albi Celeste rounded off a 2-0 win over Poland to qualify for the knockout stage of the World Cup. Alexis McAllister scored the opening goal of the game after Poland goalkeeper Wojciech Szczęsny denied Lionel Messi from the penalty spot with a brilliant save. Later on, Julian Alvarez put the icing on the cake for Argentina to make it 2-0, and it was no coming back for Poland.
My name is Ali from Oman, Sultanate of Oman. Alhamdulillah, they qualify with Poland. It has been a very nice match, it's a very good game, but unfortunately, Messi has not scored the penalty, but it's okay. The important thing, yeah, we'll meet Israel, inshallah. Inshallah, inshallah, it will be part of the final, inshallah. We hope so, we support Argentina very much. Yeah, I like Messi and Argentina players, so I support Argentina like that.
I'm doing fine, I'm doing great, amazing feeling. My name is Satendu. I'm from India. I started supporting Argentina because of Maradona and then continued with Messi. Messi is going to win this World Cup. This is his final World Cup and we all need Messi to win the World Cup. It's going to be Messi, Argentina, the World Cup champion.
This Polish fan named Thomas expressed relief at qualification, but warned that the team needs to do better.
My name is Thomas. I'm from Poland. I'm a bit excited, but a bit upset about how we play. So, you know, it's a half and a half because with this play, it will be very, very difficult with France. We need to change a lot of things before the game with France because we'll be not able to win with that play. Our problem, we cannot control the ball. We just play the long ball, and I think our players were in a big stress in this game, and they couldn't show what they really can do because the player like Zielinski, for example, they can play much, much better than today. Argentina play very well, of course. They control the ball, control the game, and they win 2-0 because they didn't have to win more. This is why we have this result, because they didn't want to win more. Yeah, they control the ball, control the field, and we just concentrate on
defense. Meanwhile, my Mexican friend Fernando is head broken, but confident that in 2026, when they host, things will be different.
We've been qualifying for like since 94 to the knockout stage. This time we're gonna make it. We didn't have a good team. We didn't have a good coach. I hope we can prepare better for the next World Cup and have a better team to hold the World Cup in the next 4 years. I think Mexico needs to improve the basic forces, needs to improve the quality of the football that it plays in Mexico, or to take more players to Europe.
And so there are four confirmed round of 16 World Cup matches. On Saturday, December 3, Netherlands taken the USA, while Argentina entertain Australia. And on Sunday, December 4, it's France versus Poland and England hosting Senegal. 10 countries are through to the round of 16. Brazil, France, Portugal, Netherlands, Senegal, England, USA, Australia, Argentina, and Poland. And so, there are 6 more to go. What a rush. It's December already. Did I say a happy new month? Well, it might be strange that the World Cup is going on during the winter rather than the summer, but that is change for you. And so we kick off the month of December with Group F games as Canada, who are already eliminated, take on a Moroccan side looking to disrupt the logic that was placed before the start of the World Cup that Belgium and Croatia will go through easily. But the Atlas Lions are doing the unthinkable. So it's Morocco versus Canada. Will Canada eventually get a first World Cup win, or will they knock out Morocco? We wait to find out. The other game is between 2018 semi-finalist Belgium and 2018 finalist Croatia. That definitely has to be the match of the day. Belgium need a victory to secure a spot in the round of 16, and for Croatia, they need to avoid defeats in order to avoid elimination. In Group E, it's Spain who have an upper hand and are primed to get all 3 points against Japan, except an upset happens. A game that will see Victor Gomez being the center referee in what will be his last World Cup as a referee. In the final game of the day, Germany will want to avoid successive group stage exits in the World Cup when they take on Costa Rica. A game that will make history, seeing French referee Stephanie Frappe be the first woman to officiate a men's World Cup game. Stephanie will be assisted by Nueza Back and Karen Diaz in what will be the first all-female referee trio. What a rush. The first 2 games go down same time, 6 p.m. Arabian time, while the Group E games will go down at the same time at 10 p.m. Arabian time. In other news, Gerardo Tata Martino has become the first coaching casualty of the World Cup. The Argentine confirmed he would no longer manage Mexico in the aftermath of the World Cup elimination on Wednesday. Mexico defeated Saudi Arabia 2-1, one goal short of knockout stage, and Martino told reporters right after the game that his tenure ended the second the final whistle blew on Wednesday. Now, with his exit, a hire that at first inspired hope in 2019 has finished in failure. It is said that the former Argentina and Barcelona coach had become unpopular long before the World Cup, with losses to the United States in the Nations League and the Gold Cup finals in the summer of 2021. So Mexico decided not to make a change late in the qualifying cycle, but their continued trust in Martino didn't pan out well, as the team has eventually been knocked out in the group stage of the World Cup. So Tata, the journeyman coach, says goodbye to Mexico after 3 years. I wonder where he's gonna go next. And I also wonder who will be the next coaching casualty. An act that is inevitable during this World Cup. Before I leave you this morning, if there are fans that will be dearly missed, I mean apart from the Japanese fans who made a mark in cleaning the stadiums, it will be the Saudis. Maybe because they outnumbered fans of every other country due to their proximity to Qatar, or that they were just very cheerful. Whatever it was, we definitely would have missed seeing them everywhere we turn and the excited nature. We certainly hope to see them at the next World Cup in the USA, Canada and Mexico. And hopefully that time, my darling Super Eagles and our supporters, we will show say we say for my head day there. You get it? All right, that's all folks for this morning. Thanks a lot for listening. As always, make sure you're following at I Am Mighty George on Twitter. Don't forget to also follow at Ibom Heritage as well, and know more about the great people of Akwa Ibom State. There's also a price slash on the book Ibibio Nation. It's a great book that talks about the Ibibio people, the history and the culture of this people, who are the fourth largest ethnic nationality in Nigeria. Go check it out in your bookstores and just check out at Ibom Heritage on Twitter to find out more details about the price slash. Until next time, this is the Mighty George urging you to keep following the World Cup and keep showing love, because that's what this tournament is all about. Thank you very much. Shukran. What a rush.